640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Pro-Palestinian protests are roiling college campuses nationwide, including Columbia University in New York, where there have been six straight days of demonstrations. More from CBS's Peter King.
There were no in-person classes. Some Jewish students have said they felt threatened, but says NYPD Deputy Commissioner Tariq Shepard.
There's been no credible threats to any particular group or individual.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have set up camps at Yale, Columbia, MIT, and the universities of Michigan and North Carolina.
The State Department says negotiations continue to try to free the hostages taken by Hamas terrorists in Israel in October. But spokesman Matthew Miller says it hasn't been easy dealing with Hamas.
What you have seen over the past few weeks is Hamas move the goalposts. There are demands that they have made. Israel has moved some way to meeting those demands, and Hamas has then changed their demands.
The prosecution has begun presenting its case against former President Donald Trump. CBS's Katrina Kaufman was in the courtroom.
His demeanor is much more subdued than in other cases. During E. Jean Carroll and the civil fraud trial, he was often unruly in court. But this time, he's often sitting with his eyes closed. A couple times, we think we've seen him napping.
Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to allegedly hide so-called hush money payments in order to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. He's pleaded not guilty. Police in Oklahoma City have found five people dead inside a home. KWTB's Deanne Stein is on the scene.
With the number of victims, police dispelled any rumors of a cause.
This wasn't a gas type of situation or a fentanyl type of situation. These are five people who were killed.
Police say the five dead all had injuries consistent with homicide, including at least two children.
We're talking about children being inside this home and being victims of this also.
Police have not said how the five people are connected.
The local school district says the two children were a sixth grader and a ninth grader. A dating app popular in the U.S. is being sued overseas.
Hundreds of Grindr users have taken the gay dating app to Britain's High Court, alleging their HIV status and other sensitive personal information was shared with third parties without their consent. The L.A.-based Grindr has said it will contest the accusations. It was previously fined $6 million for violating Norway's data protection laws. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A judge in Arizona has declared a mistrial in the case of a rancher accused of shooting and killing a Mexican man on his cattle ranch near the U.S.-Mexico border early last year. Jurors were not able to reach a unanimous verdict. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease. People have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cardinals scoreless in the top of the seventh when Owen Miller, raised in Wisconsin, came to the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports.
Line drive base hit, Owen Miller. That'll score two. The local kid, Owen Miller, delivers for the Brewers.
The Brewers held on to win 2-0 to take three in a row in St. Louis. Miller says at first they threw nothing but curveballs.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to get something out that I can handle. But when there was a position that we could score some runs, I'm glad I could come up big there and just get a piece of it and shoot it out to left.
The crew opens a four-game set tonight in Pittsburgh.
NBA, Damian Lillard scoring 35 points in the first half to lead the Bucks to a decisive 109-94 win over the Pacers. Lillard on winning game one of the seven-game playoff series.
I think anytime you come out and you're able to get that first one off the board, I think you gain a little bit of confidence from it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers around during the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies and breezy. Lows near the 50-degree mark. More showers and thunderstorms will be possible on Tuesday. A mix of clouds and sunshine. Breezy winds, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 51.
Earl Ingram.
Tuesday, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss the Ukrainian aid package and more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So what the hell is going on in Louisiana is the question Bilbo Teach is asking over at Daily Kos. Jeff Landry is their governor. The heir to a political dynasty. He's a far-right, hardcore, MAGA, Trump-humping, you know, fill-in-the-blank Republican. And to quote Bilbo Teach over at Daily Kos, quote, yesterday a committee in the State House decided that the ungrateful child peasants who work don't deserve a lunch break. That's right. Not only is child labor back in Louisiana and other red states, the poor souls stuck doing the work don't even get the privilege of lunch if the GOP has their way. A Louisiana House committee voted Thursday to repeal a law requiring employers to give child workers lunch breaks and to cut unemployment benefits, part of a push by Republicans to remove constraints on employers and reduce aid for injured and unemployed workers. It's amazing. The House Labor and Industrial Relations panel advanced the child labor legislation, House Bill 156, along with House Bill 119, which would slash the amount of time for which people can collect unemployment. House Bill 529 would change how workers' compensation wages are calculated in ways that would reduce the benefits received by injured laborers. These are all part of a broad effort by Republicans to weaken labor unions and strengthen employers' hands in Louisiana. Also, I mean, this is what happens with red states, right? They're laboratories of autocracy. You want to see fascism at work in the United States? Move to a red state and just watch how the legislature functions. David Pepper writing about this, you know, what's going on in Ohio over on his Substack newsletter today also. But back to this one. This is about Louisiana. Among the expected measures to be considered this session are bills to further deregulate the insurance industry, to increase public stipends for private schooling, to expand the list of juvenile offenses that can be prosecuted in adult court, and to restrict classroom discussion of gender identity and sexual orientation. Right. Because, you know, hey, we, you know, 10-year-olds working in factories or 14-year-olds working the night shift, they don't need a lunch break. Come on, kids are resilient, aren't they? Ay, ay, ay. The Supreme Court, you know, on the 26th of this month, which I believe is next Monday, isn't it? Or is it Friday? It's Friday, I think, of this week. It's coming up. Today's the 22nd, so 4 days. Yeah, that'd be Friday. The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments by Donald Trump's lawyers that basically the charge against Donald Trump of obstruction of an official proceeding, and the charge for which probably the majority of January 6 protesters have been held in jail, obstructing an official proceeding, actually applies to destroying paperwork, not to, you know, rushing in and shutting down an official proceeding. It's a weird, you know, how many angels are on the head of a pin kind of St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, finding. This is based on this case, Fisher versus the United States, in which this former cop was arrested on January 6th for, you know, rioting, for trying to block an official event. Matthew Chapman notes over at Ross Story, in the, if the justices rule in favor of Fisher, it could make hundreds of charges against January 6th defendants ineligible, forcing some to be resentenced or retried, and potentially affect two of the four charges special counsel Jack Smith filed against Trump in his D.C. case. If the standard is applied, the board wrote, many of the rioters might still be on the hook for obstruction, but some others might be able to get those charges dropped, including Trump himself. So keep an eye on this. Also, geeky science, our amazing geeky science. Cicadias, you know, those bugs that come out every 15, there's some that come out every 15 years, some that come out of every 19 years, right? And the last time the 15-year brood and the 19-year brood came out on the same year, meaning that you've got an explosion of cicadias. We used to live in Georgia. I remember we had one year the cicadias came out, and it was nuts. It's like you couldn't sleep at night. These things were so loud. Wee, wee, wee. I can't even imitate them, but anyhow, it was just crazy. But this is brood 19 and brood 13. And you know, last time they came out together on the same year was 1803, when Thomas Jefferson was president and the Louisiana Purchase was being executed. Whenever the soil a foot below ground reaches 64 degrees, the nymphs climb out of the ground. They climb up a nearby tree. They form a cocoon, essentially. They pupate. And it's not so much a cocoon. They just, you know, attach themselves to the tree and shed their exoskeleton, and this new bug comes out, this new cicadia bug. But there's a twist this year, and that is that there's been this fungus that attacks adult cicadias, turning them into what one scientist called salt shakers of death. What the fungus does is it interrupts the brains. It eats the entire abdomen of the cicadia, right? It converts the half the body of the cicadia into fungus, into just billions of spores. And it modifies the brain of the cicadia, causing male cicadias to want to mate with other male cicadias. And the result of that is, as well as with females. So it just doubles the number of cicadias, potential sexual partners, as it were, that to whom the cicadias can transmit this fungus, which I suppose you could call a cicadia-based sexually transmitted disease. And thus the flying salt shakers of death appellation. They go on to note, this is from a piece in the Washington Post by Jason Biddle. The cicadia-affecting parasite known as Massapora, when this fascinating fungus infects an adult cicada, it floods the insect with amphetamine and psilocybin, each which appear to influence its behavior. For instance, although the fungus has taken over the lower third of the body, replacing its abdomen and genitals with fungal tissue, the cicada appears to feel no pain. Instead, they appear to want a party. There are some hypersexual behaviors, Kasson said. The males pretend to be females to get other healthy males to come and attempt to mate with them. And that's probably a strategy by the fungus to increase the number of individuals that the fungus is able to infect. They say the parasite typically infects fewer than 5% of the cicadias, but once infected, those chalky white abdomens sprinkle spores everywhere they go. Salt shakers of death. Strange stuff, isn't it? I mean, just totally strange stuff. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Shay in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Shay, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hi, America and around the world.
There you go.
It's been a minute, but I just want to say, first of all, the red states are they are still slave states.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of them, yeah.
So the, yeah, well, I mean, pick one.
Well, there's a couple exceptions, you know, like Wyoming and Montana. But yeah, by and large, you're absolutely right.
Okay. So with those two exceptions,
and maybe
we can see the vestiges and the continuation of the mindset. And if you look in every policy, you cannot choose any policy that does not reflect this mentality. I've lived in the South the majority of my life as a black woman in America, so I recognize what it is. Now, that wasn't what I called, but listening to you, I had to just say that because I think it's important that we remember, yeah, what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I agree.
So this, okay.
That's why they're still, you know, walking around with Confederate flags.
Absolutely. And everything else they're doing and why, you know, Trump supporters do what they do and why Trump does what he does, et cetera.
Yep.
They're all in it together. We can't forget that Trump had, Hitler's book next on his door, nightstand. Mm-hmm. His dad was arrested at a rally, a KKK rally. We just can't forget these things. We have to tie it together. Okay. But the main reason I called was the discussion on homelessness. Do you remember during Trump's administration when Hannity was under investigation, Ben Carson, Rush Limbaugh, Kushner, in regards to the housing situation with some deals that had been made? And there was an investigation that they were talking about ensuing, but of course, Bill Barr, I think he had taken over by then. If not, the other guy, I can't think of his name, I can't think of him, who wouldn't do Trump's bidding the way he wanted him to do, Sessions. Was that
Jeff
name?
Sessions, yeah.
Yeah, so his former one. Anyway, and then Ben Carson asked for a reduction in the HUD budget for affordable housing.
Right.
All of this ties together. This is why the market is where it is, because affordable housing has not been invested in until former Secretary Marsha Fudge took over and started to reinstate these dollars to go in and infuse these underserved communities.
Right, and still
people.
A drop in the ocean.
Yes, absolutely. And so if you go and check out Ben Chavis, his chronicles, and just watch the discussion with former Secretary Fudge, it was very enlightening. Mm-hmm. One of the quotes she said was, that Ben Carson asked for a 30% reduction. She said, who does that? Who does that? Now we're seeing what is happening. Most people are spending the majority of their money to house themselves.
Yep.
And so when the former caller was calling about, he felt like the number was higher, I do agree with him. And what I do agree with also, in my estimation, is that more people are on the verge of homelessness.
I agree.
So, yeah. And this is a return to sharecropping.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's what Republicans are all about. I mean, they picked up the mantle from the Dixiecrats in 65 and never looked back. Shay, thank you. Well said, and spot on. I mean, you nailed it. Thank you so much. 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
They're sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. And that's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch. You don't have to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimal amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 24 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Sharon in Sacramento. Hey, Sharon, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. I just wanted to ask, you know, what happened to Dennis Kucinich? I contributed to his presidential campaign because he fit my values, and next thing I hear, he's RFK's campaign manager. I know he left, but now he's declared himself an independent, and I thought that independents are basically Republicans who basically are masquerading as Democrats. Do you have any ideas? Or?
Well, what happened was the Republicans redistricted his Ohio district so that he was competing with, as I recall, Marcy Kaptur. He was competing with somebody else, and he lost. And, you know, which kicked him out of politics. And coincidental with that, I believe he turned into his 70s. I'm pretty sure he's around my age. I mean, he and Joe Madison and Ellen Ratner threw a 65th birthday party for me in Washington, D.C., 8 years ago. And I'm pretty sure that I recall Dennis saying that he was my age or about close to it. So I think basically what's happened is he's just kind of faded out into irrelevance, and every now and then he tries to pop up and become relevant again, and it doesn't work. I mean, you know, throwing in with Bobby, you know, with Bob Kennedy is, you know, clearly problematic these days. So,
yeah, it's really disappointing. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, thank you so much for your thoughts.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
Goodbye.
James in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
Happy Monday. I just want to hit on the union and stuff. I'm a union journeyman electrician out of Detroit, IBEW, Local 58. I haven't worked since 2006, but what drives me crazy, when everyone brings up this unionizing stuff, they always talk about union dues, and I'd like to straighten out everyone on that. When I was working, I got my 20 years in IBEW. I just made it before I became disabled. But you're talking, when I was journeyman in Local 58 in the 90s, if you were non-union journeyman doing construction, electrician work like I was, you were making $18 an hour. We're making $34 an hour at the same time. And they talk about union dues. Our union dues were $60 quarterly. $60 quarterly.
Amazing. Testify, James. Testify. James,
yeah,
thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was brilliant. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What's on your mind? I'm picking up your calls. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Students throughout the country are demonstrating in favor of Palestinians, making some Jewish students and professors fearful. CBS's Meg Oliver is at Columbia University in New York.
The protests have spread to multiple universities, including the University of Michigan, MIT, NYU, and Emerson College in Boston.
The U.S. could sanction an Israeli army battalion in the West Bank, says CBS's Deborah Patta.
The possibility of blacklisting an IDF unit has intensified scrutiny of the Israeli military. Since October 7, nearly 500 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank.
The prosecution and defense have made their opening statements in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. CBS's Robert Costa is there.
In court, his defense attorney Todd Bland said Trump committed no crime, saying, "I have a spoiler alert. There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy."
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris unveils the Biden administration's new standards for nursing home staffing at a stop in La Crosse. She points out a lot of caregivers are women of color.
There are people in our country right now that are suggesting that to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion is a bad thing. Because they may not want conversations like this to occur.
The new rules mandate a minimum number of hours that staff members spend with residents. They also require a registered nurse to be available around the clock. Today is Earth Day. The theme for the day is planet versus plastic. Plastic production is projected to triple by 2050 if nothing changes. This week, negotiators representing most of the world's nations gather in Canada to work out a plastic pollution treaty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Stephen Colbert says he is not ruling out a return to acting. Colbert sat down with comedian podcaster Ben Schwartz after the PaleyFest TV festival last weekend in Los Angeles. Colbert told Schwartz he was trained to be an actor, adding that even when he was on The Daily Show, he was playing a role. He never thought he'd be a late-night host, but couldn't pass up the opportunity when it was presented. Colbert has been hosting The Late Show after taking over for David Letterman in 2015. Even big-time rock and roll stars have a side hustle. Jon Bon Jovi will join the American Idol Season 22 finale. Deadline reports that the show announced the rock star will be the guest mentor for the three finalists before they crown a winner on Sunday, May 19th. If you can't get enough of Bon Jovi, check out the rock docuseries Thank You, Goodnight, The Jon Bon Jovi Story, which premieres on Hulu Friday, April 26th. If Living on a Prayer wasn't in your head before, it is now. Sorry. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers around during the overnight, mostly cloudy skies and breezy, lows near the 50-degree mark. More showers and thunderstorms will be possible on Tuesday. A mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy winds, highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brewers tickets for Friday. You could be the winner. We hear from the mother of an organ donor and an organ recipient from Versity. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. Seriously, Z-A-P, zap, zapmydebt, D-E-B-T.com. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Ardeen in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey, Ardeen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I just actually finished a book. You had it on your little excerpts that you do. It's Waking the Witch. And I think it was like a couple months back. And I actually think it was in that book or possibly something else that I read as far as what they did during the medieval times. They actually went into the plague, Black Plague was going around. And people were dying, actually, because of the filth and all that. We know that, the rat population. And there was a town in someplace in Europe where people weren't dying. Most of the people in the town were Jewish. And it was they have a tendency during Passover to do very extensive cleaning. And they did that, and they do that. And with that, they alleviated the problem with the Black Plague, and people did not die. So these people took it upon themselves to think of these people as they proclaimed them to be witches. So they went in and they did genocide on the people. They annihilated the whole town, basically. Wow. And that just shows the mentality. And I'm seeing that now with the cults that are forming, i.e. Trump, i.e. a lot of the other ones,
the
too.
QAnon.
Yeah, where people, they fall in, I think it's an elementary need, organic need, where we need to follow a leader. We needed to be told what to do sometimes, and we go with mob mentality more than we should. We should be thinking. We should be taking care of things a little bit better, be more educated. And I see that like on Trump rallies, when they actually say, I would prefer having a dictator like Putin instead of Biden in the right. The presidency. And it's like, are you kidding me? Seriously? I mean, you're at that level where you want, or people would say they want a civil war. And it's like, do you realize what you're asking? And do you realize what you're professing? This is destroying what we've built as a country. It's like these people are off the wall, some of the people. I don't know if they're just blurting it out because they're in front of a camera, possibly. But it's just the mentality of the people, and they're falling for it. And Mussolini did it. Everybody did it. They go for the fear tactics. Hitler did it after the First World War. He went in for the fear, what people feared. They feared not having home, not having money, not having a job, not being able to support their family. And they blame it on somebody. They have to find a person to blame it on. We have ours that we blame
it on. This is always the case with fascists.
People fall for it. Huh?
This is always the case with fascists.
I know. And it's like they would prefer having that. And it's like, do you even know what fascism is? Do you even know what Putin has done to his people? And it's like, this is so sad. Do you realize what Mussolini did to his people?
Yeah, these people are ahistoric.
They have no
understanding of history. They didn't, you know, we don't do a good job of teaching history or civics in our public schools, and haven't since the Reagan era. Since Reagan cut, you know, federal aid to education by 20%, and it's really never been restored. It's an ongoing problem, Ardeen. We really need to be teaching media literacy. We need to be teaching history. We need to be teaching civics. Because we've got three generations now of Americans who are fundamentally ignorant, and the Republicans are trying to make them even more ignorant by banning any instruction on the racial history of the United States.
That's horrifying,
which is like a
too.
Major that's, part I mean, of our history.
Yeah, I know, and that's when people talk about how the South is basically. We still have the Jim Crow, and some of the laws that they came up in Jim Crow were so asinine. It's like they would arrest people, put them into prisons, black people, after Jim Crow, put them into prison, and then use them as slaves.
Yeah. Well, they still
That's what they did.
The 13th Amendment says that slavery is over in the United States unless you've been convicted of a crime, in which case you may still be a slave. The difference is that you're held in slavery by the state. But now that the state is privatizing these prisons, you've got private corporations that literally own slaves in America today in 2024. Ardeen, I got to move along, but your points are very, very well made. Thank you so much for them. Matt in Milwaukee. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, can you hear me well?
Matt?
Can you hear me? Yeah, hello. Yes, well, can you hear me?
Matt, I cannot understand you. I'm going to put you on hold so that Mark can talk with you. Matt is on line four, Mark. Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, happy Monday. Happy Earth Day.
Thank you.
And just leaving the beautiful home of Linfield University, McMinnville, headed back to PDX.
Cool. Okay.
I tell you that every day because because it's true. I'm a retired Teamster, and thank goodness for my small Teamster pension to put on top of my SSA. Although I do work full time, I think it's great. You know, union. To think that a union shop or two is coming back to the South.
Yeah.
I wish them all the best. But anyway, my point being the situation of the Grants Pass situation going to the Supreme Court.
Right.
I know this lady. Grants Pass A does not have any facility for homeless people.
They actually do. They do have a homeless shelter. It only holds a few people.
Okay.
According to the Oregonian, anyway. I mean, I haven't been there, but that's what the Oregonian says.
It's surely not adequate enough, but this lady, to no fault of her own, she's not a drug addict. She had a stillborn child in 2020. She lost her boyfriend in a car accident. And so she only have X amount of time. They have to move along to another location. She can't make the trip with all her stuff in one trip.
Right.
And so when she had moved, she went back and her possessions had been confiscated. And amongst the confiscation was the urn that held her stillborn child's ashes.
Wow.
Now, had that happened to me, so, you know, if somebody took the ashes of my former feline or canine family, I'm not sure how angry and upset I would be. So, but I was raised Catholic, Tom, 8 years of punishment and fear-based education. And I'm wondering how benevolent these majority Catholic Supreme Court justices are going to address this situation.
Yeah.
Are they going to be empathetic and sympathetic or what? Because if they're, you know, Now, it's failed in every way, I'm sorry to say, Tom, because they haven't addressed the pedophile issue or anything else, you know. I will never go back to the religion again, but I don't know your perspective, Tom. I don't know what these justices are going to do. I'd be curious to know your perspective.
Well, I think we'll find out at the end of the day when we hear how the oral arguments went. I mean, typically they tip their hands in the course of the questioning. The article in the Oregonian told another story. It was a story of a woman in her 50s whose husband had died, and she had so little money. She had not worked most of her life, so her Social Security or whatever it wouldn't have been Social Security because she was only in her 50s, but whatever kind of government aid she could get, it was not enough to be able to rent a house in Grants Pass. And so she was living in a tent. And they came by every day and gave her a $295 ticket for illegally camping. And then after a couple of weeks, they put her into collection. The collection agency destroyed her credit. She finally found a job offer. She got a job offer from a company for which she was qualified. And then when they looked at her credit report, they discovered that her credit was in the crapper because of these tickets for illegally camping. And so they chose not to hire her. And, this is just this horrible cycle of poverty and despair that people get into once they become homeless. And we need to prevent that from happening in the first place. And you know, part of that is to make available affordable housing. I mean, this was one of Lyndon Johnson's great accomplishments. And we need to bring it back. It's been on the back burner ever since the Reagan Revolution. Charles, thank you. Thanks for the call and for the story you told. It's a powerful one. We'll be back. It's 15 minutes before the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT. Oh.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, We're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. My experience with Superbeats Heart Chews has been that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. And I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, no pills to swallow. They taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And new Superbeets Heart Chews advanced formula supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. So find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on all bundles with the new Superbeet Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to getsuperbeets.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's getsuperbeets.com, G-E-T-Superbeets.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. 9 minutes before the hour, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, morning, Tom. I see now the Congress has finally passed that Ukrainian aid package. We got to get the aid to them quickly.
Yeah.
You know, they're still waiting on the F-16s, and they've got pilots trained to operate them. And what's more important, they need more Patriot missile defense batteries. I can see why some of our Eastern European allies like Poland are, you know, not willing to give them up since they're next on Putin's list. But yeah, Spain has them and says they'd be willing to do it. And I don't think Spain is on Putin's list anywhere.
Hmm. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I, maybe Italy, too. Some of our more,
I heard Greece was going to give them some F-16s. And I think there was another country that was going to.
Yeah, Netherlands, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently nobody has taken delivery on them. I think once the F-16s show up, it's going to be a whole new game.
Definitely, yeah, that would be a game changer. And, yeah, I got one more mini-series I'd like to recommend to you.
Okay.
It's Amazon Prime. It's called Labyrinth of Peace, and it shows right after the end of World War II how Switzerland welcomed Nazi war criminals and laundered their ill-gotten gains. It's really good.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Laboratories of Peace. Have you seen the plot to overthrow America on HBO?
What now?
Have you seen the plot?
That was a great series.
Yeah.
I like that.
In fact, I think you and I talked about that, actually, the last time we talked. Yeah, spot on. Well, George, thank you. I'll have to check that out. Appreciate the call and the advice. Thank you.
Good work, and I enjoy listening to your program.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate your calls. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about the Union Victory, the VW plant down south, and I wanted to make a larger point. I think a lot of your listeners are people in our age bracket. You know, I'm 67, but there's also a lot of there's some young people listening, and there's some people that are, you know, they're pretty well-developed. I'll call them leftists or socialist thinking, politically, you know, young people. Collective bargaining is one of the hallmarks of unions. It used to be something that was illegal. We couldn't, as people, come together as a group and then present ourselves to the corporations, the board of directors, or the boss, you know, if it was a family that owned the place, and negotiate on behalf of all the people and get uniform wages, working conditions, and so on and so forth, the benefits that would go with the job that we would want. What happened, and what's kind of mystifying, I think, for a lot of people is why were unions illegal? Why can't we have nice things, as you like to put it? And I believe one of the reasons is a long-standing culture of oligarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And if I may, I'd like to invoke the Magna Carta, and that's considered some sort of great moment of improving the social lot of humanity in Europe, where the nobles, not so much, you know, average people, but nobles and landlords and barons banded together and presented a list of demands to the king such that he would agree to this basically collective bargaining agreement that we're your peers.
Right.
We are your equals. You are not above us. You are no greater than the laws of the land. We will work with you as a, you know, a larger entity, sort of like the proto-nation state starting to develop. Mm-hmm. But it started with collective bargaining.
Yep.
Now, when the average person, we'll call them the serfs of Europe, when they would try to do something like that, you know, they got brutalized. It was considered to be an open revolt. The idea of having a republic replace the public good, replace the king or the king and his nobles, was considered an outrage. And this is continued to today. It wasn't until Franklin Roosevelt that they actually legally allowed people to collectively bargain and to form these unions. Now, there's no reason why we can't form.
And the Supreme Court has been knocking this down over and over and over again. There's a whole chapter to my book on the Supreme Court, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court, The Betrayal of America, online at tomhartman.com/labor.pdf. It's a chapter that got taken out of the book because I wrote a book that was too long. But it's the chapter on labor and the Supreme Court, and it's pretty
your
good stuff.
Your book could be longer, Tom. I don't think they're long enough.
Well, thank you. But anyhow, tomharbin.com/labor.pdf.
Here's the point I'd like to connect it to today, to the leftists, the younger listeners out there, and everybody that's trying to learn more about our, you know, our political economy. There's a scholar, a woman, her name is Judith Butler, and she's a high-powered intellectual, and she's academically considered an important contributor to scholarship. And the reason why she is because she's cited so many times. If you're an influential person, you are read and taken seriously, and she is. And she wants to say class politics, or the politics of what unions are about, is recentering white men. Now, that might have been true a long time ago, but the unions that I see organizing are being led by young
Paul,
women.
I'm out of time. I'm sorry. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs eat.
You're listening to the Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show and we talk yacht rock with Yachtly Crew lead singer Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.